Each of you possesses the most powerful, dangerous, and subversive trait that natural selection has ever devised. It's a piece of neural audio technology for rewiring other people's minds. I'm talking about your language, of course, because it allows you to implant a thought from your mind directly into someone else's mind, and they can attempt to do the same to you, and without either of you having to perform surgery. Instead, when you speak, you're actually using a form of telemetry, not so different from the remote control device for your television. It's just that whereas that device relies on pulses of infrared light, your language relies on pulses, discrete pulses of sound. And just as you use the remote control device to alter the internal settings of your television to suit your mood, you use your language to alter the settings inside someone else's brain to suit your interests. Language is our genes talking, getting things that they want. And just imagine the sense of wonder in a baby when it first discovers that merely by uttering a sound, it can get objects to move across a room as if by magic, and maybe even into its mouth. Now, language's subversive power has been recognized throughout the ages in censorship, in books you can't read, in phrases you can't use, and words you can't say.